what does this mean? What it means in part is that if we want to improve mental health services for older adults, that we need to have people like Dr. Dowling to help provide expert consultation for those people who are really at risk and haven't responded to other treatments. But the answer is not sending people to specialty geriatric mental health clinics. Older people won't go, even under the best of circumstances, with only unless they really, really need to go and they're brought there because they have specialty concerns. And so we proved that. Instead, what we need to do is bring services to where older people seek and receive services and care. One place is primary care. So does it work? Well, at the same time we were doing that study, there was a study called the IMPACT study. And this is a very large study where what they did was they did the same sort of thing. They did what's called collaborative care, where they put a depression care specialist in the primary care setting. These are all people over age 65 who were in the study. And that specialist, people would be screened whenever they went to the primary care. Everyone was screened for depression. They were screened by a thing called the PHQ-9, or actually PHQ-2. There are two questions that ask you whether or not you have some symptoms of depression and feeling down. And then if you were positive to that, they'd do the rest of the 7 questions. And those people who were screened positive then would be randomized either to this depression care specialist or to care as usual. And if they were seeing that depression care specialist, that depression care specialist would do patient education around depression. They would actually do symptom and side effect tracking. So the person might be given medication or be given what's called problem-solving therapy for primary care, PST-PC, which isn't, you know, getting on the couch and having psychoanalysis and talking about your mother for 10 years. It's actually 7 sessions of very solution-focused, very practical. How do you get activated and back on track with your depression? How do you get back into life? And it's brief, and it's manualized, and it's very specific. And then a magical thing would happen, which is the mental health provider would talk to the primary care doctor, and the primary care doctor would talk back about how to kind of go forward. Collaborative care would actually be collaborative as opposed to fragmented. And then there'd be a step protocol that individual would be contacted by phone or seen within 2 weeks and within 6 weeks thereafter. Why? Because the problem with antidepressant medications in older adults isn't putting them on antidepressants. Many people who are older put on SSRIs, antidepressants. The problem is most people discontinue them because of the side effects. But nobody knows, because the doctor, I put Mrs. Smith on Prozac or Paxil or Lexapro. Well, what's the problem? I've asked her to come back in 3 months to see how she's doing. Well, you know what? Mrs. Smith stopped it within 5 days when she was feeling agitated or felt dizzy and couldn't stand up or fell. And so it's all about the follow-up and the completion, and that's built into this program.